The World This Week, Politics.
Belarus hijacked a Ryanair plane flying from one EU country, Greece, to another, Lithuania, with more than 100 people on board. The plane was in Belarusian airspace. Citing a bomb threat, the authorities sent a fighter jet to make it land in Minsk, the Belarusian capital. They arrested two passengers, Roman Protasevich, an exiled journalist, and his girlfriend. Mr. Protasevich had rallied opposition to Alexander Lukashenko, the despot who stole Belarus's presidential election last year. No bomb was found. Russia applauded Mr. Lukashenko's boldness. The EU mulled sanctions on his isolated regime. Switzerland said it was walking away from years of negotiations on a new treaty with the EU, aimed at harmonising dozens of messy individual deals on trade, investment and the movement of people. Police in India visited Twitter's offices after it added a warning of misinformation to tweets posted by members of the ruling party. The tweets purported to detail plans drawn up by the opposition to discredit the government's handling of the pandemic, but fact-checking organisations said the documents were fake. America warned its citizens not to travel to Japan after an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases there. A survey suggested that 80% of Japanese believe the Olympic Games, which are due to begin in Tokyo in July, should be postponed again or cancelled. 21 competitors in a 100-kilometre ultra-marathon in a mountainous area of western China were killed by extreme weather, including hail. The Texas legislature passed a bill that allows the state's residents to carry a handgun without a license. The law sets up an online course in gun safety for people unsure about how to handle weapons. Israel and Hamas, the militant Islamist group that controls Gaza, stuck to a recently agreed ceasefire. To bolster the truce, Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, held separate meetings with Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, and Mahmoud Abbas, the President of the Palestinian Authority. He also went to Egypt and Jordan. Republicans in the American Congress introduced legislation to beef up the government's monitoring of anti-Semitic attacks. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has led to a dangerous and drastic surge in anti-Jewish hate in America, Britain, and other countries, according to the Anti-Defamation League, a civil rights group. Iran's Guardian Council disqualified most of the candidates who registered to run in the presidential election on June 18th. Only 7 candidates, mostly hardline and pious, were allowed on the ballot. The conservative judiciary chief, Ebrahim Raisi, is the front-runner to succeed Hassan Rouhani, who is relatively moderate.